What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, August 11th, 2016. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Before I get into the news, remember I have told you on many occasions that it's a really good exercise when you're watching politicians make their speeches on TV to turn the sound off. Stop listening to their words and just look at their faces. And it can be quite revealing. And I mention that because not too long ago, they had Hillary Clinton up making one of her canned speeches to this union group, you know, about how Donald Trump does this and Donald Trump does that and the rest of it. And it was interesting studying her face because up until recently, every time she talks, she's got that smirk on her face. She knows the White House is hers. Today, it wasn't there. It was very obvious to me. She knows she's in trouble. She knows she does not have a lock on the White House. And a lot of people are very worried. And the corporate media is still out there saying, oh, well, you know, Hillary has, you know, got a four-digit lead on Donald Trump, you know, so don't bother showing up to vote for him on Election Day. It's a hopeless case. But every poll that is being run that is not connected with a corporate media outlet has Donald Trump winning in a landslide. And we still have 80-plus days before the election for more revelations about Hillary to come on out, and they're already in a panic over that. So let's get into the news here. Right now, thanks to Judicial Watch, and remember I did say my nickel was on them rather than the FBI to come up with stuff, there are three new reports out on Hillary Clinton. One of them we already talked about the other day, where Judicial Watch has found another 44 email chains, exchanges, that were not given back to the State Department. These are work-related email exchanges that Hillary did not turn over, proving once again she did lie when she said she turned over all the work-related emails to the State Department, where they would be subject to public records laws. And these emails were not. Now, Hillary's people are already out there saying that was a mistake. She was careless. She was forgetful. She was negligent. And they don't seem to understand. They're painting a portrait of somebody who really should not be in the Oval Office. Forgetful, negligent, careless, brain short circuits, poor grip on reality. And according to Huma Abedin, confused. And more of this stuff is coming on out saying that there's been special influence. It's not a suspicion anymore. There are documented cases. One of them involves George Soros, who was literally issuing directives to Hillary Clinton and the State Department regarding the politics of Albania. And it looks like Soros basically engineered the Balkan Wars in order to make himself rich, which is why anybody starts a war. We're going to get rich. We're going to make money. And there are articles up there showing what George Soros told Secretary of State Clinton to do, followed up by a news article showing exactly it did happen. Now, there are new emails that have come on out showing just how tight the ties were between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department. One of the email exchanges between Abedin and Cheryl Mills was to set up a meeting with a State Department official and somebody who had just given a lot of money to the Clinton Foundation. They were buying access, pay to play. And there's nothing new about that. The Bill Clinton administration was doing exactly the same thing for seats on those commerce trade missions. Congress was investigating. They were about to indict Commerce Secretary Ron Brown when he very conveniently died in the suspicious plane crash here. CNN's Cuomo is out there saying the Clinton Foundation emails show coordination between the Clinton Foundation and state, and it's wrong. And yes, it is. The Clinton Foundation is not a government agency. They're not supposed to have any access whatsoever. Now, I want to go back and hit a story that we mentioned a little bit earlier in the week, but it's worth remembering. This version of it is over at Vice.com. And they're talking about just how the FBI investigation into Hillary's email server began. And it began with what is called a Section 811 referral from the Intelligence Community's Inspector General. And the ICIG determined that classified national security information in Clinton's emails on her private server might have been compromised and shared with a foreign power or an agent of a foreign power. Section 811 of the Intelligence Authorization Act is statutory authority that governs coordination of counter-espionage investigations between executive branch departments or agencies and the FBI. In other words, the FBI's investigation into Hillary's email server began as an espionage investigation. And like Title 18, does not require criminal intent, could be negligence, could be recklessness, or something else. And obviously my concern is with that something else, based on the Chinagate scandal back in 1996. Now, as I mentioned before, the Democrats are absolutely terrified that there is going to be another email leak surfacing before November. Either somebody leaks internally or Judicial Watch is able to pry more information loose. And they're very, very scared. Apparently, Seth Rich really reminded them that a lot of their own people are not happy with what they're doing. So maybe the Democratic Party will just play it safe and drop barbells onto the throats of all of their staff now just to prevent any more leaks coming on out. Because, hey, it's only 80-some-odd days left to the election. They can do without those staffers, and they're just taking up space and money anyway. All righty. A lot of attention still being paid to the dead bodies list. And it's rather interesting. All of a sudden, we're starting to see more and more foreign corporate media paying attention to it. And they're all taking the appropriate cautious line. We don't really know. We know what the official story is. We know in many cases it doesn't make sense. And there are simply too many of these bodies for it all to be just coincidence. Now, over on social media, there has been a flood of Facebook posts and tweets saying that there has to be a thorough investigation into these six recent deaths of people who were inconvenient to Hillary Clinton. And not just have somebody come on out and say, oh, it was a robbery and the robbers are stupid because they forgot to take the wallet and the watch and the cell phone. But we're absolutely convinced it was a robbery and it could not possibly be anything else. And anybody suggesting that Seth Rich was assassinated for being the WikiLeaks source is just a tinfoil hat kook wingnut conspiracy theorist and should be shunned by all polite society. Now, Donald Trump came out with a comment and it was dramatic, where he basically came on out and said that President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are responsible for the formation of ISIS. And the media just went wild. How could you say that, Obama? You know, ISIS is our enemy, blah, 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 blah. But the reality is we know it's true. We've got declassified State Department documents showing that President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton were smuggling weapons from Libya to Syria to give to ISIS and al-Qaeda to use against Bashar al-Assad. ISIS works for the U.S. government. And we posted this little video where Barack Obama actually made a goof when he was making a speech and said, we're training ISIL. Whoopsie. Now we have another video by Luke Rutkowski, who's talking to U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's a Hillary Clinton supporter, about the documents that came out showing that ISIS was created by the U.S. And she didn't deny that it was done, but said it was just an accident. Hillary gets confused. It's just an accident. She only accidentally created ISIS. Another sterling recommendation for occupying the Oval Office. So we're going digging on back here in handthebankers.com, a flashback story talking about Nabil Naeem, the founder of the Islamic Democratic Jihad Party and a former top al-Qaeda commander, told Pan-Arab TV station Al-Mayadeen that all current Al-Qaeda affiliates, including ISIS, work for the Central Intelligence Agency. It's a covert proxy army. Now, another article coming on out from WorldNet Daily, another flashback, revealing that the U.S. was training the Islamists who then joined ISIS at a secret base in Jordan. Hillary Clinton's former employer, Lafarge, is alleged to have been funding ISIS. It was all a manufactured enemy, like Emmanuel Goldstein. So, now, Julian Assange has pointed out, especially after the DNC email leak, that she's basically gone back to Senator Joseph McCarthy's playbook. Anybody who's an opponent of her has to be an agent of a foreign government. Oh, you're a commie. You don't agree with me. You're a commie. You're working for the Russians. You're doing that. And in McCarthy's era, it worked because the American people had been totally brainwashed to wet themselves whenever they heard commies or Russians. Oh, the Russians are coming. Take my money. Take my children. Protect me, Big Daddy government. That really doesn't work anymore, because those of us older enough to remember the old Cold War know it was a big steaming pile of bovine excrement, and the younger generation, the millennials, grew up without that brainwashing in the school to make them reflexively hate the Russians. So they're not getting traction. People aren't just automatically buying, oh, the Russians hacked the DNC emails and the Russians are going to hack the November elections, which is a big thing they're pushing right now. Forgetting that the electronic voting machines work on memory cards, not the internet, making it impossible for Russia to hack our elections. Very easy for the poll workers and the election workers to do it. It's set up that way. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a quick phone call. Steve in California, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about ISIS and ISIL. Of course, we know we created that, just like we created Al-Qaeda. You know, I was thinking about that, because that is our excuse to invade every country we want to. We just got to say we're chasing terrorists and going to their country. And, of course, we overthrow their governments after that and steal their resources. Yes. So I was thinking about the illegal immigration of Mexico coming in here. They're all using the excuse of the drug lords and the cartels there and that the government can't stop them. Well, if that's true, and maybe the part of that is true, we could surely take care of that problem. And Mexico invites us in, we send our military, and we combat them just like we're combating any hostile terrorist group, and take back control and get the control, hand the control back over to Mexico. But we know that's an excuse, and Mexico likes the excuse because they can't take care of their own people, so they encourage the illegal migration to the United States.
Well, they actually go one step further. They're pulling the same thing that Castro did when the U.S. allowed Cuban immigration briefly, went down to his prisons, emptied them out, put them on the border, and shoved them on over. Let them be the U.S. Responsibility. That's why there is such a high per capita criminal element of all these illegals coming into this country.
Yeah, we could surely take care of that problem. If we even take on the drug cartels, we could do that. We could stop that in a heartbeat. People take back their government over there and stay there and work and build their infrastructure. But, you know, there's so many thieves in Mexican government, more so probably than ours, that they just can't take care of their people. So they encourage
I'm not sure I would agree with that. In fact, if you look at Fast and Furious, you had the drug lords running the U.S. government giving military-style weapons to the drug lords running the Mexican government to wipe out competing drug cartels and create monopolies which drive up profits here. And so I would say probably both Mexico and the United States are almost equal in terms of the degree to which governments have been completely corrupted by drug money.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the news here, there was a big stink over the fact that the father of the Orlando shooter was seen sitting behind the podium, behind Hillary Clinton at one of her speeches, and he's out there saying he was invited. Somebody invited him to be there, and of course the Hillary campaign is saying, no, that's ridiculous. We would never do that. Okay, how did he get past the Secret Service to sit up there on the stage? Now, more and more people are concerned about Hillary's medical condition. And we do want to walk a very fine line here. There are certain medical conditions that should not be an issue. Again, Kennedy's back injury, Roosevelt's polio, they were hidden from the American people. But in both cases, their minds were perfectly okay. And the job of the president is to make decisions. That's it. In the case of Hillary Clinton, though, there is a concern that her illness does involve her mental capacity. And again, we have that email, official U.S. State Department email from Huma Abedin to staffers, reminding them that Hillary gets confused and she needs to be handheld when she's talking to foreign leaders. That's not exactly a sterling recommendation to be president of the United States of America. So somebody put up a video of Hillary Clinton's severe coughing fits. And everybody coughs from time to time, but in her case, it does seem to be rather serious. A lot of people are talking about that latest photo of Hillary being held up so she wouldn't fall over. And it's very obvious there's a gentleman to her right who's got her hand and his other hand is on her elbow. And some sharp-eyed people pointed out you can see another hand from somebody who's standing behind her propping up her other elbow. Now, you contrast this with Donald Trump, who's running all over the stage and jumping and climbing stairs, and he's the picture of health. And it is a very strong area of concern. Now, Hillary Clinton is 68 years old, and were she healthy, would not require help going up steps or standing up to speak. Yes, campaigns are very strenuous, but doesn't seem to be affecting Donald Trump. But she's had a lot of these falls and accidents. Back in 2005, she fainted during a lunch in Buffalo, New York. 2009, she broke her right elbow when she fell in a State Department garage. 2011, she fell while boarding a flight leaving Yemen. 2012, she collapsed at home, striking her head, supposedly because she was dizzy and dehydrated from the flu. But she sustained a concussion, which means she was unconscious when she fell and couldn't block the fall. She was hospitalized for 3 nights. An MRI discovered a blood clot in a vein between the brain and the skull, on which she was put blood thinners, Coumadin, which is a very, very dangerous medication. Now, story coming out of Breitbart, Dr. Jane Orient, who's executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, is calling out the corporate media for being obviously very silent about these questions of Hillary Clinton's health. And there are valid concerns that need to be dealt with. And the media's attitude is, no, it's just a conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, polls are showing 59% of Americans say we need to see Hillary Clinton's medical records. If there's nothing wrong, why will she not release them? There's an area of concern. Now, getting on to the other side of the campaign, Donald Trump is basically reiterating the position he took during the primaries. He wants to go back to peace through commerce. He's saying America is going to be open for business with the world under his presidency, wants to go back to being friends with Russia and China, wants to trade with them, wants to trade with everybody. And he's saying he's not an isolationist, which is a charge that's been leveled at him for not wanting to invade other countries. And he's not isolationist. He just wants to trade with all those other other countries. And that's a big difference here. Now, there is word that former Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers might be joining the Trump team. He was also the chairman of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. So he sounds like somebody who would be a real asset to Trump's administration. Now, CNN yesterday put out this story about how the Secret Service talked to Donald Trump about his assassination comment, which Trump never actually used the word assassination. And as it turns out, the Secret Service didn't approach Donald Trump about his comment at all. CNN just made it up. And their ratings took another major hit because nobody likes a liar, especially from the Clinton News Network. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the serious news, I just had something posted by a member to whatreallyhappened.com. And it just tells you that this whole political correctness nonsense has definitely jumped the shark. According to the Urban Institute, which is a Washington-based community engagement research organization, Pokemon Go is racist. It's a racist game. How dare you play that racist? I don't think you should play it anyway. It's causing a lot of problems. People are distracted while walking, while driving. They're being lured by the Pokemons into places they ought not to go. Already the retailers are starting to arrange for the Pokemon monsters to be inside their retail establishments, to drag people in and everything. But to declare it racist, it's just cartoons. I mean, come on. Now, getting on back to this brouhaha over Trump's Second Amendment statement. Oh, it's a call for an assassination. And they're just trying to go absolutely wacko. But do you remember during the primary season, there was all this casual talk about what a great thing assassinating Donald Trump would be? Nobody got their knickers in a twist over that, did they? It's only now, oh, now it's a problem. Except, of course, Donald Trump didn't call for assassinating everybody or anybody. What he said was that if Hillary was president and picked the judges for the Supreme Court, we could probably lose the Second Amendment. And then he said maybe this Second Amendment people could do something about it. Now, if you really think objectively about it, when he's talking about the Second Amendment people, he's talking about the National Rifle Association, whose lobbying and political clout are legendary. So it's very easy to look at that and say Donald Trump was saying that, you know, maybe the pro-gun people can peacefully fight back against loss of the Second Amendment. And there are grounds to do that because the Supreme Court can't throw an amendment out under the Constitution. It takes another amendment to remove an amendment. But they grabbed on it. The corporate media just grabs on anything that Trump says. He could sneeze and they'd turn it into something sinister and evil. And the reality is the gun issue is not about crime and terror, because our government is the biggest criminal and terrorist on the planet. It's a choice between a police state and a free society, and I choose a free society. And so did our founding fathers. That's why they gave us that Second Amendment. And if you go back and you read some of their quotes, and we did post some of them to the front of what really happened, they understood that the only way for a free people to stay free is to be able to stand against tyrannical government. And that's why they gave us the Second Amendment, to keep the American people free from tyranny. They didn't give us that Second Amendment because the deer were coming. The founding fathers understood the curse of politics is that it attracts the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have power. Hillary Clinton's a good example. And anybody who's willing to do anything to attain political power is usually equally ready to do anything with it once they have it. All governments over time tend toward oligarchy. The founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson in particular, attempted to craft a governmental system that reserved control of the nation to the people. And as the chicanery and politicking and election fraud during the primary season has shown us, we have all but lost that control that was the gift bequeathed to us by the founding fathers. And it's time for us to take it back. It's ours. Our freedom, our rights belong to us, and they are not subject to the whims of politicians who cannot go to sleep at night after all their crimes and corruptions unless Americans are totally helpless and disarmed. Now, in the latest attempt to try and bash Donald Trump, somebody started this Twitter rumor storm, probably Hillary's troll squad, the pack with $1 million, that Donald Trump is a financial supporter of NAMBLA, the North American Manboy Love Association. Now, there's absolutely nothing to support this. And even the normally pro-establishment Snopes is saying this is complete nonsense. Hillary's people are doing what's called the pasta approach on Donald Trump. They're just flinging up any accusation they can and hoping it'll stick. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And with regards to AROutfitting.com, it's worth a visit. There's a lot of cool stuff there. Even if you are not a gun enthusiast, they've got the best of the LED flashlights. And if you, like me, maintain an emergency kit, whether you call it a hurricane kit or an earthquake kit, there's a lot of good stuff in there that would be very useful for that kind of prepping, which you need to think of based on where you live. Now, before we went to the commercial break, we're talking about the latest completely bogus, made-up-from-thin-air allegation against Donald Trump that he's a supporter of NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, the pedophile advocacy group. And I have to wonder if somewhere in the back rooms of Hillary's campaign headquarters, they're making this stuff up with a dartboard. You know, just saying, whew, Donald Trump is donating money to NAMBLA. Yeah, that sounds good. Let's go with that.
Sales director here at Rolls-Royce.
And we had a oh, I love the modern technology. So Hillary's campaign is doing all this nonsense, and you kind of have to wonder, what are they going to think of next? You know, Donald Trump shot down the Hindenburg. Donald Trump personally nailed Jesus to the cross. Donald Trump shot JFK. In fact, I actually saw that one out there, that he was somehow involved. Donald Trump built a Death Star. and casino. Free lightsaber if you book your visit 2 parsecs in advance. All righty, on to more serious notes. What is really amazing, I think we're seeing this election. First of all, there is no question. This is the dirtiest, most fraudulent, most corrupt election in U.S. history. There's no question about that. And I think in the process, we're seeing the two traditional parties destroy themselves. Now, you need to keep in mind something that the traditional parties have been sort of keeping under wraps. More and more Americans do not identify with either of those parties. They see themselves as completely independent, not aligned with the party. And it's on the verge of being a majority of Americans, which is another reason these polls where they claim to be showing Hillary way ahead are bogus, because we know they're over-polling Democrats and under-polling Republicans, and they're not polling the independents at all, most of whom overwhelmingly are supporting Donald Trump. And it's getting even uglier. You've probably seen this parade of Republicans out there saying, well, I can't stand Donald Trump. I'm going to support Hillary Clinton. Basically, underlining for the American people that there really isn't a difference between the two parties in terms of ideology. It's just where's the money? Where's the power? Where's the war? And they're moving on over there. And now it's getting really, really dirty, because Politico is reporting that more than 70 Republicans have signed an open letter to Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus, telling him to not give any more Republican Party money to Donald Trump, but just shift that money to Senate and House races. Just cut off the money. That's their latest tactic to derail Donald Trump. That's how afraid they are that this man is going to spoil their little insider party. These 70 so-called Republicans want to give the White House to Hillary Clinton. Now, setting aside the huge amount of scandals from the past and the Clintons, let's look at Hillary herself today, who by her own admission has brain short circuits that cause her to lose touch with reality, as was demonstrated when she insisted that FBI Director James Comey had confirmed she was truthful with the American people in Congress about her private email server. Comey, of course, said no such thing. What Comey did say is that Hillary is reckless and negligent. Then there's Huma Abedin in that official State Department email telling staffers they have to handhold Hillary when she talked to foreign leaders because, in Huma's own words, she gets confused. So, reckless, confused, negligent, poor connection to reality, these are all qualities we dare not allow in the White House. Hillary couldn't keep her own email server private. Why should she be trusted with the nuclear launch codes? And now we have 70 Republicans who are so afraid of Donald Trump that they want to give the White House to this person. That's how absurd this really has grown. All right, let's grab a phone call. Hugh in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, hey, I have a question for you. Maybe you covered this. I was out of the room. But what happens if Hillary does her health fails prior to the election? I mean, what rules do the Democrats follow? And you know, what's the plan B, actually, I guess?
Well, I think the most probable situation is that Kane would move up to be the presidential nominee and the DNC would get together to pick somebody to be the new vice president nominee. It's almost kind of moot, because if Hillary, for some reason, is unable to get to November because of her health, then Trump is going to be the next president. Period. End of discussion. Kane cannot work against Donald Trump. And in fact, they don't really have anybody who could defeat Donald Trump. So if Hillary has a health crisis between now and November, then it's pretty much over but the shouting.
Okay. Do you think, you don't think that Biden would step in for the party?
They might, but I don't think Biden could win against Donald Trump either, because he's got a lot of baggage.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I love your show, and I try to listen to it every day. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here. Now, over in Iowa, there was a Clinton rally. There's a video of it, and the story is that animal rights activists attempted to rush Hillary on the stage. They were stopped by the Secret Service and the police. And the only reason I mention that is looking in this video, you can see just how small that crowd really is at this Hillary event. And as we reported earlier in the week, the media or Hillary's campaign has been caught photoshopping huge crowds for Hillary's rallies to counter Twitter pictures showing these huge stadium sellout crowds for Trump and hardly anybody showing up for Hillary Clinton. All righty. Now, Hillary supporters are continuing to demonstrate to the world that they are, in fact, the modern incarnation of the brown shirts. Apparently, Hillary supporters burned down a Trump sign on private property, which is a criminal action. They could have set fire to the whole neighborhood, but hey, who cares? We've got to get Hillary in the White House. I'll burn down the entire town if I have to. And Donald Trump personally called the owner of the sign to, you know, express his sympathy and hope the damages weren't too great. So let's turn over here to John McCain, who's facing an uphill battle in Arizona. And there is a huge scandal erupting there because a recording has surfaced. And the claim here is that the CIA had misfiled this recording for all these years since Vietnam. And this recording is very clearly John McCain making a Tokyo Rose-like statement about, yes, I came here as an invading power. I'm guilty of war crimes. My government is guilty of war crimes, blah, 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 blah. Now, the problem here is not that McCain made the recording. Under torture, a lot of POWs made similar recordings. Under U.S. torture, a lot of Iraqis claimed to know where Saddam's nuclear weapons were hidden, which turned out not to exist. The problem here is that McCain claimed that he'd refused to make any recordings despite being tortured. That was his story. And he was awarded the Silver Star for his heroism and built his entire political career on this lie of being a war hero from Vietnam. Of course, those who knew him in Vietnam knew he had made these recordings. They nicknamed him Songbird McCain. So why did McCain get all this special treatment despite his treason? Well, it's worth remembering that John McCain's father, Admiral McCain, was in charge of the U.S. cover-up of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. The McCains are hereditary servants of Israel. And that's why John McCain today is one of the worst of the Israel firsters. Loot the American people. Send the money to Israel. Israel's great. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. We've got to so forth and so on. Now, Vladimir Putin has come on out and once again stated the truth. He says the U.S. elections are rigged. The United States is not a democracy. And this is probably the crookedest election in U.S. history. This election is so crooked they're having to screw those ballots into the ballot boxes. And more people are starting to conduct their own investigation and discover just how easy it is to rig these machines. And there's this article that came out of thenextweb.com where you can buy this little card for just $15 that will allow you to go into a voting booth with one of these electronic voting machines and vote as many times as you want. You don't need to leave the booth. You can just sit there and pretend to be 10 people. And Symantec Security Response Director Kevin Haley said that each of these machines are also vulnerable to other hacks, including those that take place after the votes have been cast, which is what Bev Harris focused on in that HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy. Well, as you know, when Donald Trump first came on out and made the subject of election rigging polite conversation, Obama, first of all, came out and said, it's ridiculous to think that our elections are rigged. What kind of a silly thing? And, of course, he drew a huge amount of flack from people who pointed out election rigging is part of U.S. history. Huey P. Long, the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. That's just the reality. And all of the documented fraud taking place during this year's primary season. Down in San Diego, the federal judge said, yeah, there's a problem with the way the election was being run, but since California is already certified, we can't really do anything about it. Too bad. They stole it fair and square. So now Obama has changed tacks. because his goal now is to somehow convince all the American people that despite a long history of crooked elections in this country, despite all the fraud that took place during the primaries, that November's election is going to be absolutely 100% honest. And he's doing that by placing control of the election under the Department of Homeland Security, which is not going to reassure anybody. And he's trying to sell this idea by claiming Russia is going to hack the U.S. election to put Donald Trump into the White House. Now, that's nonsense for a bunch of reasons. First of all, Donald Trump doesn't need any vote rigging. He's doing wonderful in every single poll not associated with a corporate media outlet. Second, the voting machines do not work on the internet, which means they're unreachable from Russia. Those electronic voting machines work on these memory cards. And as Bev Harris showed, that's one of the places where the fraud actually takes place. The people in the voting locations are the ones in a position to do the fraud. So Obama is now going to have the electronic voting machines placed under Department of Homeland Security control. And it's not being done to keep Russia out. It's being done to prevent anybody from looking closely at the fraud that is going to be taking place in November. That's what's going on. So let's turn to the war zones. The Syrian army forces have recaptured several areas in southern Aleppo. And they're fighting back and forth. They had a siege. The siege was broken. The siege has been reimposed. Russia's in there just bombing all of these supply centers. And there was a story that came out earlier today that was being presented as this scandalous situation where the House of Representatives did a study and came on out and said Central Command reports were painting a very rosy picture on the fight against ISIS, that they were over-reporting successes. And how could you do that? And I know that part of the agenda is to sort of rebrand ISIS as a bigger threat, despite all the rosy reports about ISIS is on the run. Remember when Kerry said the increase in terror attacks proved that ISIS was losing the war? Well, they need to revive ISIS as a boogeyman. So now they're going to say, oh, Central Command was lying about this. But there's something else to keep in mind. Central Command had to lie about the success against ISIS because there never really was a war against ISIS. The U.S. was arming, supplying ISIS, certainly in Syria. That's been documented. And every time the U.S. went into Syria on the excuse that they were fighting ISIS, they would miss ISIS and they'd blow up critical Syrian economic infrastructure. And we'd get this lame story from the U.S. government. Oh, our pilots need glasses. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, maybe we ought to give the pilots some of those Fresnel prisms that help Hillary see what she's aiming at. So there never really was a war against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They had to manufacture the illusion of one and then claim to be winning. And that's why the intel reports were being cooked. Turkey has signaled that they are going to go along with this joint defense plan with Russia. And that's a smart thing for Erdogan to do, because in the wake of the failed coup and his turning away from the U.S., he knows that based on past history, the U.S. will follow up with some kind of an excuse to invade. Oh, ISIS is now in Turkey. We're going to go and bomb the power stations there, because ISIS uses electric lights and therefore we're justified. So now he's forming a joint defense plan with Russia, which means an attack on Turkey is an attack on Russia, which unfortunately for Mr. Erdogan will not discourage the U.S. because war with Russia is that ultimate goal. But more and more people are getting off this war wagon that the U.S. is trying to roll down the hill into Putin's living room. Boris Johnson is out there now openly saying it's time for Britain and Russia to normalize their relations. Italy's signaling that they want to do business with Russia. France's parliament back in June voted to ignore the anti-Russian sanctions because it had cost their agriculture sector so much. What, oh, what is the United States to do? Well, what they tried to do was kick off some kind of a conflict inside Ukraine itself. And apparently there were three sabotage teams discovered by the FSB, coming in from Ukraine with Ukrainian equipment, which means they're working for Poroshenko, who works for the United States government. And they went on in and they were going to blow a bunch of stuff up, and the FSB knew about it somehow. And there were firefights and people on both sides got killed. Well, this is not something that you want to do with somebody that you're trying to make a peaceful agreement with. And Putin is basically out there saying Kiev has turned to terrorism as a tool of their foreign policy. And Moscow cannot turn a blind eye to the deaths and harm that were caused by all this. We'll be right back.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over. And you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the situation in Crimea, where teams of saboteurs crossed into Crimea from Ukraine with Ukrainian equipment. And were caught by the FSB, and it resulted in firefights and deaths on both sides. Moscow is obviously very angry about this, and they should be. And basically, Putin has come on out and said that the Minsk negotiations are now completely pointless because of this provocation by Kiev. Because what's the point of going to a negotiating table to talk about peace when Ukraine is sending in clandestine saboteur teams to try and blow up important things in Crimea? Now, the president of Ukraine, Poroshenko, has ordered all of his forces on the border with Crimea and eastern Ukraine on the highest possible alert. They're ready. They're ready for the counterattack. Yes, we poked Putin really good. He is going to attack now and the war will be going on. That may be what Poroshenko in Washington, D.C. is thinking. I seriously doubt Putin will fall for it because Putin understands the real goal here is to get into a war with Russia. And I think they're starting to rush it from this side, from the U.S., with the growing realization that all the vote fraud and corporate propaganda in the world is not going to get Hillary into that White House. Remember what I said this morning, looking at her face with the sound turned off? That smug sense of entitlement and self-assurance is gone. And so for the war hawks to get the war they want, they're going to have to start it and really get into it before Donald Trump has a chance to get into the White House and say, let's talk peace. They're going to create a war and hand it to him and say, we dare you to get, you know, even though the war be wrong, we are in it. We must fight it out. We cannot retire without dishonor. Or there's some such nonsense here. Now, unfortunately, this sabotage attempt in Crimea has fanned up tensions a little bit. And Russian military expert Viktor Morakovsky, in an interview with Komsomolets, was saying that right now, following the precedent set by the United States itself, Moscow has a legal right to bomb terrorist targets in Ukraine. Now, that, of course, is exactly what the U.S. wants to happen, to open that door to war with Russia. And I don't think Putin is going to fall into that trap. Okay, now then, recently over in the Black Sea, NATO held this huge exercise called Sea Breeze, basically showing that we can go into the Black Sea despite the Montrose Convention. The rules don't apply to us. We're the United States of America. And according to Alexei Zuravko, apparently Sea Breeze delivered mercenaries to the Crimean borders. So they're gonna start the war in Crimea. We'll be right back after station identification.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.